and there's going to be harvest. He says there's going to be hot and there's going to be cold. There's going to be winter and there's going to be summer. He says, and there's going to be no end to this cycle that you can get on. As long as we live on the earth, there's going to be seed. There's going to be time. There's going to be harvest. There's going to be cold and there's going to be hot. There's going to be winter and there's going to be summer. That in life, you're going to have some good days, but you're going to have some bad days. You're going to have some ups, but you're going to have some downs. And what determines, watch this, what determines your destiny in life is if you can stay in the cycle that God has for you. Look at your neighbor and tell him, stay in the cycle. Stay in the cycle. Yes, because there are cycles of blessings. He talks about it in Psalms number 1. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the path of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But in his delight is in the law, and in the law will he meditate day and night. He shall be, I thought I had some Bible readers in here, he shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water, who brings forth fruit when in its season, and everything he does shall prosper. There are cycles of blessing, and some of you have been on that cycle before. Some of you have been in your cycle of blessings. When the Lord has told you that this is your year to get free from debt, and you start paying off debt, you start paying off that credit card, you start paying off that other little petty debt you have, and as you are in this cycle, it's very important, because this is when the devil tempts you the most. Whenever you are in that cycle of blessing, this is when you're going to be in the level of your greatest temptation. Because the devil understands, if I can get you off of that cycle of blessing that you're on, I can ruin your life. I can cause you not to experience the victory and the joy that God wants us to have. So while we're in the midst of making progress, he always tempts us with a sale. He always tempts us with something that we think we need and we deserve to have. Somebody say the devil is a lie. That, and this is what the devil does. He frustrates us to the point to where we give up on our cycle and we shift and we get and we go into a cycle of negativity. Just like there are cycles of blessings, there are also cycles of negativity. Mm-hmm. And you're familiar with them. In the world, they would call it Murphy's Law. And Murphy's Law says this, that everything that can go wrong will go wrong. See, some of y'all know that. Yeah. You know that one right there. Because see, we are more familiar with the negative cycle than we are with the cycle of blessing. But today, God is saying, I'm about to shift your cycle. Today, God is saying, I'm about to get you off of that negative cycle. You know the negative cycle that year after year and week after week, you begin to perpetuate the same drama, the same disappointment, the same frustrations. It just goes around in a cycle. Negative cycles cause us to live in pain, to live in heartache, to live in disappointment and despair. And you know that it's a cycle because every so often you start seeing stuff that look familiar to you. I know I'm preaching in this place right now. That I done been through this before. I may not have been through it with you, but I done been through it before. Yeah, because 2 years ago I dealt with it with Chuck, and me and Chuck went through this, and now I'm dealing with it with Daryl, and a few months later you're gonna deal with it with Leroy. Why? Because you don't even realize you just on a cycle, and even though the names and the faces change, the cycle remains the same because you caught up in a cycle. Oh man, that last year it was your oldest child that was acting a fool in school. Now this year it's the youngest one acting like he don't have no home training. It's because you're on a cycle of negativity. And see, the devil understands that if I can keep you on this cycle of negativity, if I can keep you repeating this, that I can rob you of the victory that God wants you to have. That everybody in your family then died of heart disease. Grandmama had diabetes. Mama got diabetes. And so he wants you to just settle with the fact that I'm going to have diabetes. But I come in here to let you know today, the devil is a liar. That you don't have to live in the same cycle that your parents lived in. Somebody say it today, the cycle is broken. Yeah, you're going to have to alter your cycle if you want to reach your destiny. You're going to have to alter your cycle if you want to reach your destiny. Hallelujah. Somebody lift your hand and say, the cycle is broken. Yes, it. That's it. Come on, you got to do the little stuff. The little stuff is just speaking it. Come on. Say it. The cycle is broken. The cycle is broken. The cycle is broken over my life. God has called me to experience victory. And see, this is what we find in Deuteronomy chapter number 2. Watch this. Because the children of Israel themselves have found themselves where many of us find ourselves. That they had just experienced one of the most unprecedented miracles of God. That God had crossed them over the Red Sea. He has done some stuff in their life that only God can do. They have experienced an opening, if you will, that only God could open, that only God could have led them into. And now, watch this, they had the greatest season of blessing, but they were led into the wilderness. Everybody say the wilderness. Yes, the wilderness. And see, what happens is we got to be very careful at how we respond to our wilderness, because your wilderness season can shift you from the cycle of blessing to the cycle of negativity. See, God led them into a wilderness or the season of adversity, but the season of adversity was for a purpose and for a plan. Touch somebody and say, it's a purpose to it. It's a purpose to it. That's it. Don't get comfortable in the season. It's a purpose to adversity. All of us are going to have to go through adversity, but how you handle the adversity determines what cycle your life is set upon. Because watch this, they went through this wilderness, but even in this wilderness, watch this, they were still blessed. But they were ungrateful. They were faithless, and they were disobedient. They were ungrateful. They were faithless, and they were disobedient. Man, I'm trying to help somebody. And whenever you get to the point where the devil can frustrate you enough to where you can be ungrateful, you become faithless, and you become disobedient, what happens is your life is going to shift onto that negative cycle. And that's what happened to them. Because can I tell you something? Right here in Deuteronomy chapter number 2, they were supposed to go in and take a journey through the wilderness. Read it in chapter number 1. That was supposed to last 11 days. And it ended up lasting over 38 years. How is it that something that was supposed to be temporary became permanent? How it is that something that was just supposed to be a season ended up being a cycle? Can I tell you why? I'm going to give you 3 reasons today of how to break the cycle. Because some of you right now, there's been some things you experienced, and God is saying that was supposed to be just a temporary season, but you've turned it into a cycle. Golly, somebody say the cycle is broken. Yes. And I believe that today. I believe the cycle is going to be broken over my finances. Oh, no. I know. As soon as you get $300 in the savings account, the alternator breaks. No, the devil is a lie. I believe the cycle is going to be broken. That as soon as you get that medical bill taken care of, something else jump. I believe the cycle. Soon it was your kidney last month. Now it's your knee this month. I believe the cycle is going to be broken. Somebody say that with an attitude. Say, the cycle is broken. See, this is what we must do if we're going to break this cycle. Let me teach this. This is what I was supposed to do last service. You break your cycle by 3 things. Number 1, you must process pain correctly. You have to process the pain in your life. Because all of us are going to experience some sort of pain. Some sort of discomfort. Some sort of adversity. See, the issue was not that they went to the wilderness, but the issue was that they stayed in the wilderness too long. And see, the intent of God was that they were supposed to go through the wilderness for this short period of time to purge them, to get them dependent and trusting on God so they can enter into the promise. Now, they are spending years in the desert, years in a dry place when they should be in the land that's flowing with milk and honey. See, the extended pain of some sort usually gives birth to negativity. That when you experience disappointment, when you experience adversity, when you experience doors that are shut, relationships that dissolve, when things don't work out, that's the time when you got to have your breastplate on. If you've been in Bible study, you know what I'm talking about. That's the time you have to guard your heart, because watch this now. This is when the devil will use these experiences to put you on a negative cycle. And the children of Israel, they became weary because they felt abandoned. They felt rejected. Mm-hmm. And people who feel abandoned and rejected have to deal with negative emotions. Because whenever you feel abandoned or rejected, and that's what they thought. They said, God then brought us out here to die. Moses, you done brought us out in this wilderness to kill us. Why couldn't we stay out there in the world? At least we could go to the club. The people with negative emotions experience negative realities. That when all of these negative emotions are coming to you, you got to be very careful on how you process this pain. Are you going to begin to say, Lord, can't nothing go right for me in this season? See, because negative emotions produces negative realities. See, they were in an uncomfortable season of their life, but guess what? God was still blessing them. They were in the wilderness, read it, but they still had food every day. They were in the wilderness, but they still had the peace and the protection of God every day. See, and some of us, what the devil wants you to do is he wants you to make a permanent decision based on temporary circumstance. He wants this temporary season of adversity in your life to cause you to make a major blunder and a major decision when you don't even realize it was only supposed to last for 11 days. See, the cure for processing pain, let me tell you, because all of us are going to have to deal with it. The cure for processing pain, here it is, one word, sounds so simple, gratefulness. That whenever you experience this wilderness season in your relationship, in your career, in your finances, apply gratefulness to the matter. Because I have never ever seen in my life a negative grateful person. Because it is impossible to be negative and grateful all at the same time. No. See, one spirit is going to dominate the other spirit. And so when you find yourself going through some situations that, Lord, I don't understand why I'm here in my life. I thought I would be further along than this. God is saying all you got to do is just pull yourself together and start thanking him for what you do have. Because even though they were in the wilderness, they still had something to thank God for. And I don't know who I'm talking to here today. You in a little negative cycle, but let me tell you how you get rid of that cycle is when you start thanking God for what you do have. Yeah, you may have lost some stuff this year, but you didn't lose everything. Lord, if I can't thank you for nothing else, I thank you for my peace of mind. I thank you that after all I've been through, I should be crazy. I should be out of my mind, but you have kept me, and gratefulness will shift your cycle. I don't think y'all got that. That watch this. I shared this a couple of weeks ago. That whatever you appreciate will appreciate. That whatever you appreciate will grow in value. That, Lord, I thank you that I may not have everything I want, but I do have some things. I thank you for this roof over my head. I thank you for this job that I do have, God, because I realize there's millions of people just like me that don't have nowhere to go tomorrow. But even though I don't like going there, I'm going to pull myself together and go there because I realize this ain't my resting place, but I'm just here for a season. And if I can stay grateful in this cycle, my season will change. See, this cure for pain is gratefulness. That when you go through pain, hear this, and this is a hard thing for believers, that when we go through pain, find something to be grateful for. Can you help your neighbor right now? Can you touch him right now and say, you got something to bless him for? Some of y'all ain't say nothing. Come on, touch somebody right now. Say, shake them. Say, Pastor said you have something to be grateful for. And if you say, I don't have nothing to be grateful for, Psalm 150 say, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord, because it could be a whole lot worse. couple of days ago, I went down to New Orleans to see a friend of mine. He was in the hospital, had surgery, and he was sitting in the bed and couldn't even sit up straight. He'd been laying on his back for the last couple of weeks. He had surgery. Now he's having pain everywhere. And he's sitting there and he said, but God is good. And then I sat there and I said, man, you ain't lifted your head up. You ain't got out of the bed. You ain't left the hospital in several weeks. How in the world can you say that God is good? Because he understands that when he started appreciating, I'm still here. That if the devil would have had his way, I'd have died in surgery. But I'm going to appreciate the little stuff that God is doing in my life. Hallelujah. God is saying, first of all, you got to be grateful. But not only that, they became ungrateful. They became ungrateful, but then they became faithless. Watch this. This is so important. Because if you're gonna break this negative cycle that's on your life, number one, you got to start processing pain correctly. You got to start thanking him when you're in the midst of pain. You got to start giving him a yet praise when you're in the midst of going through. When you're in your wilderness, let me tell you something. Your wilderness will not last always. How it is now is not the way it's always going to be. And you got to be spiritual enough to see beyond your current circumstance and say, I'm going to bless you in advance. I'm going to praise you in advance because I'm not in this wilderness forever. But number two, you got to learn from your mistakes.